think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Good afternoon. The Minister of Transport, Mobility and the Urban Agenda, Jose Luis Abalos, said this morning that the state of emergency could extend to beyond the 15 days required by law because, in his opinion, 2 weeks will still not allow Spain the ability to win the battle against the coronavirus. In an interview, Abalos explained that the government will seek ways to extend the lockdown. If we don't take especially harsh measures to stop the spread of the virus, it would have no effect, he said. The Transport Minister said that the application of additional measures will depend on the effectiveness of those that have already been adopted. Abalos insisted that the government is testing the effectiveness of the measures on an ongoing basis. Hospec, the association that represents hoteliers and their staff in the Valencian community, is recommending to the government that it closes all of its hotels, holiday apartments and other tourist accommodation for as long as the current coronavirus emergency exists. They say they currently consider that hotel and holiday activity is incompatible with the current state of emergency and that they seek to safeguard the safety of workers, clients and the general population. Hospec say that hundreds of hotels have already decided to close, and many others are seriously considering joining in to control the health crisis. And the exodus of tourists gathered speed today as members of Spain's military emergency unit, the UME, are being deployed at transport hubs as part of an operation to make sure people keep a safe distance from each other. Nearly 1,000 soldiers undertook reconnaissance missions in the main cities yesterday. Malaga Town Hall officials confirmed today that the 2nd Battalion of the military emergencies unit is deploying in Malaga. The ports and airports in Tenerife and Gran Canaria, where the military unit has bases, have been highlighted as other key areas that are being targeted. The 900 UME members deployed during yesterday's reconnaissance mission are also understood to have studied plans to carry out the mass disinfection of focal points to help stop the spread of the virus. The president of the Balearic Islands told holidaymakers still planning trips to places like Mallorca and Ibiza, it's best that visitors and tourists don't come because they'll have to stay in their hotels. She also called on hotel bosses not to accept any new reservations in the next few days. In addition to the army, airports operator Aena broadcast public address messages, urging travellers to maintain a safe distance from each other. Some Brits who need to return by road are taking the view they're best off staying put for the time being, although many remained undecided as European borders closed down. And from today, supermarket Mercadona will be bringing in new security protocols to cope with a rise in panic buying. Customers will have to enter the store alone, and at-risk groups, including the elderly, have been asked to avoid the supermarkets. In a statement, it asks that people do not stockpile products, vowing that the supply of basic necessities is more than guaranteed. Shoppers will only be able to pay by card and will be forbidden from returning products, and customers will also have to wear gloves to handle products. Store managers will also be monitoring how many people are in the store and ensuring that people remain at least 1 metre apart from each other. Inside the stores, the limits of 1 metre will be marked on the floors. Stores will also open now from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. as opposed to the usual 10 p.m. That's the latest from DRE. I'm Bob James.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.